Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
John chapter number 3, let's stand. In honor and reverence to the reading of God's Word. I know it's not a text that's normally taken on Christmas, but you know what? You can take any text you want to take on Christmas and it'll be all right. Amen. And John chapter number 3, look in verse number 16. Bible said this. We could all quote this verse, I'm sure, but the Bible said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Well, that verse is still, it's just as good today as it was the very first time I ever heard it read. You know, a lot of times we take these verses that is so well known today and so simple today, and we allow our minds just to run past it. But listen to how profound that verse is. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." That's what I want to talk about just a minute this morning, the Son that He gave us. Father, I love You today. I thank You, Lord, for Your blessings. God, thank You, Lord, for our church. And God, thank You, Lord, for a great crowd this morning, God. And God, I pray, Lord, Father, for those that's not able to be because of sickness, God, I pray that You'd help them, God. I pray especially for Brother Ted this morning. God, we sure do miss him. And God, I pray, Lord, this Thursday when they do that surgery, God, that he'll be able to get some relief, God, and be able to come back to church, God. I miss seeing him. Lord, not just sitting on the pew and not just playing the guitar, but I miss seeing his smiling face. I miss seeing him nod his head while I'm preaching. And God, I pray, Lord, that You'd help him and touch him, God, and bring him back to us if it be Thy will. God, I pray, Lord, Father, that this time of the year, God, that we won't forget what it's really all about, and it's not something, God, that an individual gives us, but Father, it's what You gave us some 2,000 years ago, Your Son. God, I thank You for what You're doing in our church. Thank You, Lord, for God allowing us to grow. God, thank You, Lord, for the building You're allowing us to build. God, I pray, Lord, that Your will and way would be done in that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. And I just want to look at a simple, I'm telling you, it's just simple topical thought this morning about the gift that God gave us in His Son. I love this verse of Scripture, and every time I read this verse, I think about my Nana Caudle. And she's at home in heaven today, but my Nana used to write us a card, and she wrote a lot of cards, and always at the end of that card, she would write, "I love you," and then she'd put Brother Aaron, she'd put S-O, but then she would put O O O O O O O O O O O, and then she'd come down to the next line, and she'd put O O O O O O O O O O O O O O all the way across that line, and then she'd put much. And what it read was, "I love you so much." You know what she was saying? Here's what she was saying. "I just really can't describe how much I love you." That word "so" means to such a great degree. You know what? When I read this from the Lord this morning, God saying this, "I love you so, oh." Matter of fact, we would say it like Buzz Lightyear, "to infinity and beyond," is how much God loves us today. He said, "I love you this much that I'm willing to give you my Son. I'm willing to allow my Son to leave the portals of glory. I'm willing to allow my Son to leave a place of perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect happiness. I'm willing to allow my Son to not only leave heaven and come to earth, but He that knew no sin to become sin for you and I." Can I say something to you? Boy, what love that is today. Matter of fact, He said this. He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, than that a man would lay down his life for his friends." So I think about the gift of the Son this morning. Because of that gift of the Son, what do we have today? Well, can I say this? Number one, because the gift of the Son this morning, we have salvation. We have, and I told you this is simple this morning, man, but every once in a while we just need to be reminded of the simple things. Amen. Matter of fact, 2 Peter chapter number 1 said this, therefore I think it meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. I say this morning, because of the Son, we have a salvation today. The reason that I'm saved today, the reason that I'm washed in the blood of Calvary today, the reason that I have hope beyond this life today, the reason that one day I'll be able to see my Nana Caldo again one day in heaven, and my Pawpaw Caldo, and my Pa Barker, and my Granny Barker, and my brother and my sister, and on I could go, is because there was a day that the good Lord came to where I was at and showed me I was lost and on the road to hell, and the good Lord saved me from the condition that I was in. I say the reason that we're able to be saved today is because of the Son that God gave us. It's through nothing else today. Hey, look, I can't work my way into heaven. I can't even necessarily pray my way into heaven. All I had to do was by faith one day believed that He would save me and confess my sins before Him. And you know what He done? He done exactly what He said He'd do. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. We've got salvation today because of the Son. He said this, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This morning, what did the Son bring? The Son brought salvation to us today. We are able to be saved because of the Son. I thought about this. If we're saved, this is the worst life we'll ever experience. And you know what? It's a pretty good life. But it's the worst one we'll ever experience, Brother Dakota. Why? Because of salvation. We have hope beyond this life because of salvation. You know what? If I lay my head down tonight, if I never make it to the bed tonight, if something happens to me before I get together with my family this evening, if I never make it back to this pulpit again, and the next time that I'm in this church is in a coffin laying in front of the pulpit, hear me and hear me well. Don't weep for me, friend. I'll be better off than I've ever been. Why? Because the Son gave me salvation. We have salvation because of the gift of the Son. But number two this morning, we have the Spirit now because of the Son. Now, I understand that God gives it, but stay with me just a second. Stay with me just a second. You remember the Old Testament, don't you? And whenever you go to the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God dwelt in a building. That's where the Spirit of God was at. Matter of fact, to get into the Shekinah glory of God, only the high priest was able once a year to go beyond that veil and to get into the Shekinah glory of God and experience the Shekinah glory of God. You had to go to that building. You had to go to the tabernacle or that temple to experience the Spirit of God. Oh, but because of the Son one day leaving heaven and coming to earth, and because of the Son living 33 and a half years here on the earth, and then dying and going to a grave and resurrecting one third in glorious morning, and because the Son 40 days later ascended into the heavens, the Bible said now we have the Holy Spirit dwelling with us. Hear me and hear me well. I don't have to come to a building to experience the presence of God. Hey, look here. When He died on Calvary, the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. And now because of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have access into the holies of holies, into the Shekinah glory of God. The Holy Spirit indwells in me. And when I'm down, He picks me up. When I'm sad, He makes me glad. All of it's because one day God chose to send His Son to you and I, and His Son died and ascended, and now we have the Holy Spirit abiding with us. We have the Holy Spirit abiding with us. I thought about this in chapter number 14. John chapter number 14. Let me read you a verse right here. In John chapter number 14, He said this. He said in verse number 16, "And I will pray the Father," Jesus is talking to us. He said, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." He said in verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whethersoever or whatsoever I have said unto you." Matter of fact, you can go all the way back to verse number 1 where He said this, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." You may tell you the reason I don't have to walk about with a troubled heart today. It's because of the Holy Spirit of God at the day of salvation moved into my heart and moved into my soul, and I now have the Spirit of God that indwells within me. I thought about this, the Spirit, His inviting ministry to the sinner. He was the one that drawed us to salvation. His indwelling ministry to the saved, but His infilling ministry for the service. It's the Spirit of God that helps us to do what we do today. It's only the Spirit of God that can convict a sinner, that can convert the sinner, that can conduct the service, that can comfort the saint. Oh, there's just something about the Holy Spirit of God. We've allowed the charismatic movement to scare us to death of using that word, but it's a biblical term today, and the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit indwells within me. I've stood with a lot of people, even in this room, in the darkest moments of their life. I've prayed with them. I've been there for them. Matter of fact, some of the people in this room, I was the one that knocked on your door and told you that your loved one had passed away. And you know what? I've tried my best to be there. Matter of fact, the other night I was going to preach whenever that call came out about Miss Debbie's mom and dad's, and I called Brother Zach and I said, "Hey man, here's an address." I said, "I think this is Miss Debbie's mom and daddy's." And he said, "Yes sir, preacher, it is." He said, "Thank you for calling me. We're going to head over there." And you know what? I walked in that church that night, and honestly, in all of my heart, I just about told the pastor my daddy was going to preach, and I was leaving to go be with their family, because as a pastor, that's what I want to do. But God put a calling on my heart to preach also. And you know what I'd done? As I sat in there, I began to pray, "God, you know where Miss Debbie's at. God, you know what their family's going through right now. God, would you," some of my best friends was in that firefighting, and I said, "God, would you put a protection over them? But God, would you help her during this time?" I've got real good news to report to you today. You know what God done? God slipped up around them in their troubled times and helped them. What is that? It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. I sure am glad that if the darkest day of my life comes today, before it's over with, you may call me, you may visit me, you may text me, but there'll be a time that I get away by myself, and I know standing in the shadows who I'll find. It'll be the sweet Holy Spirit of God. I have the Spirit of God today, all because of the Son coming and ascending back. Oh yes, I thought about this. Because of the Son we have salvation. Because of the Son we have the Spirit. But I thought about this in closing this morning. Because of the Son, said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His Son." Because of the Son, I thought about this. We have, I'm going to use the word supplication for sake of alliteration, but if I wasn't so picky, I ought to just said it this way: access. Do you know the way preachers are sometimes, Brother Dakota? We've got to have that word that starts with the same letter. We have access, or we're able to make supplication this morning. I thought about this. Before Calvary, there was a sacrifice that was made, and that's the way that they talked to God. And I thought about this. It was that high priest that made that sacrifice, and boy, we could go back to the order of Melchizedek. There's so much that could be said, but let me just put it this way. Now, because of the Son, I have access to the Father. I'm able to supplicate. I'm able to pray. I'm able to talk to the Father. Amen. You ever went somewhere and the only reason you got to go somewhere and talk to somebody is because somebody else got you there? Anybody ever been there before? Brother Scotty, have you ever been able to meet somebody through work and the only way you was able to meet them is because you was the CEO of Aspen? The CEO of safety in this region of Aspen. But you was there because of that. We started the Awana program. We went to a meal about the Awana program, and the reason that you and Miss Holly and Brother Josh and Miss Tanya got to go to that meal is because of me. I got you access. Are you with me? I got you access into something. I got you access into something. Today, if I was to just walk up and Mount Airy Police Department beat on the door, I'm probably not going to get in. But you know what? If old JW back there goes with me, the old Jehovah's Witness Jonathan Watson, if old JW goes with me, you know what JW is going to do? JW's either got a key or he's got a card. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to walk up to that door. He's either going to unlock it or he's going to swipe his card. And because of that, I'm going to be able to get in with him by myself. I'd probably be kicked out. I wouldn't ever get in. I'd probably get took to 218 North Main Street if I beat on the door very much. And you're not going to have a holly jolly Christmas at 218 North Main Street, Dobson. If you don't know what that is, it's called the Surrey County Hotel Jail. But, because of who I'm with, I would have access into there. You know what? If I was to go beat on the door and say, hey, I need to talk to Dale Watson, they'd probably tell me to hit the road. But you know what? If Brother Jonathan was to go up there and slide his car, unlock the door, and walk in and say, hey, Chief, my pastor's here with me. Would you have a minute to talk to him? There's a whole lot better chance that Chief Watson's going to say, come on in, Jonathan. How you doing, man? It's been a long time I've seen you. You said, preach, what are you? A lot of times, it's all in who you know. I mean, that applies in a lot of things in this. A lot of times you get places because of who you know. Sometimes it don't matter who you know or what you tell that man that pulls you over. It didn't do no good. But anyway, I'll not go there. It's so funny. My daddy got a ticket this week and he wanted to hide it from my mama. And my daddy always told me, you don't keep secrets from your wife. So I was sitting over there the other night and daddy said, I was talking about Becca's new car. And he said, I blowed the soot out of that thing the other day. I said, tell mama about blowing the soot out of your truck coming up Country Club Road the other day. How'd that work out for you? And Jan looked over at Alan and said, Alan. He said, but I'm the chaplain for the jail down here. And that trooper said, I wrote my cousin a ticket on this road. Do you think I'm going to give you a break? And turned around and walked off and came back and scratched and went out for 74 and a 55. So sometimes it don't matter who you know. Are you with me? But Brother Jonathan could get me access in. I said all that to say this. Because of the Son, I can go knock on heaven for all I want to, but without the Son, there's no access. Without the Son, listen to what your Bible said. Seeing then, we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne room of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You want me to tell you the reason that I can talk to God in my time of need? Let me tell you the reason that I can march right into the portals of glory, right up to the throne of God and talk to Him. It's all because of the Son this morning. It's all because of Him. We have access, we have supplication today because of the Son. That's where it all came from. All goes back, do you care to come start playing softly, to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave. He gave what? His only begotten Son. Now, whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Because of the Son, I'm saved. Because of the Son, I enjoy the Spirit. Because of the Son, I enjoy supplication or an access that I have to the Father today. I'm able to talk to God. I've said this many times, and I don't mean this ugly. I'm just being honest. I don't have to go to the Pope with no hope that calls himself father, dresses like mother, and can't have babies. I don't have to go tell him all my problems. I don't have to go slide a little window back today and look at somebody in there that's probably a worse sinner than I am. And throw some money in there and light a candle. Nacho tried that and it burned his robe off. Well, learn something from that. If y'all ain't watched Nacho Libre, you better watch that. All of his faults was exposed when his robe got burned off. They saw that he was a luchador. But I don't have to go to the Pope today. Man, I got direct access, Brother Robert. I can go to God. I can go straight to God, Brother Gray, and talk straight to God today. All because of the Son. I want to ask you a question this morning. We're going to the house. If you died today, are you sure you're saved? The Son give us salvation. So if you died today, do you know for sure you're saved? Do you know for sure that you'd go to heaven? So, preacher, I don't. Well, can I tell you something? It's real simple. You got to acknowledge you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You got to acknowledge you're a sinner, for by one man sin entered into this world. So death hath passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Can I say this? You got to believe that God is who He is, that He will save you. And can I say this? See, you got to confess your sins to Him and ask Him to do it. You know what He said He'd do? He said He'd do it. He said He'd do it. He said, preacher, how do I know for sure I'm saved? You ever realize you was lost? You ever ask God to save you? Then God said God will do what God said He'd do. The Bible means what it says and says what it means, what Brother Milton Taylor always said. He'll do what He said He'll do. And I'm glad today that I can report to you. I mean this, man. If the next time I come to this church, it's in a coffin right here. Don't take me to some other church and do a funeral. My family said, don't take me to no other church and do a funeral. Don't let people say, well, the building won't be. You bring me to where I've poured my life at the past 16 years and do my funeral. Amen right there. I hope you don't have to today, but I'm just being honest. If that's the next time I'm here, if the next time y'all see me is right there, don't you worry about me. If you're saved, you'll see me again. I promise you that. I don't worry about my salvation. I know that I'm saved. Amen. If you're not, God sent His Son so that you can know that. So that you can know you're saved. So that you can have access to God. So that you can walk in the Spirit. So that you can have life and have it life more abundant. So that you can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. All of that comes through the Son today. Father, as we